I'm so glad today and very grateful to learn how important it is to obey standing porter at the door of thought. This week, I've had many other tasks outside my regular daily duties, and I can say that with increased right thinking, from what I've learned here, I'm able to see through what the wrong thoughts that come attempt to do. For example, I felt a little down for no good reason, and immediately I knew this has come to steal my joy, my peace, because of the wonderful things God has done. And then I also knew that this is like the old days, when whenever I was happy about something, some thinking would come to suggest that, oh, it's going to be something bad is going to happen. But I'm so grateful to God, because now I can immediately say, you are wrong. Some of the suggestions that came this week were aggressive thoughts about aging, for example, saying I can't do certain things. But I'm so glad that the dedication to use the truth we learn really gives us a discipline where to turn thought to. And beautiful thoughts came. Some of them were like, I could just a very, very calm voice saying, do it with joy, which brought a smile and an overcoming strength to make free from the otherwise downpulling thoughts. Then particular hymns came to thought and beautifully lifted away that false sense of any physical claim. Now, the fact that particular hymns came and particular truth came show me that these are God's messages to comfort and to uplift. And with God so near, I was able to do everything every day that I feel was intended for me to do. Indeed, I'm so grateful to God, Christ Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy, and all who have written about Christian Science this truth, all who have proved this Christian warfare invaluable and worthwhile, and all who have, through their trials and tears, have proven and are committed, and those who are currently committed, to continue working to prove what a mighty power we have to change our lives. Very grateful to be here tonight.